And with me this morning is Amy Dodds. Morning to you, Amy.
Good morning.
So what is it you actually do?
My role is a mental health and wellbeing caseworker for victim support. So those who have been a victim of crime, whether it's been reported or unreported, and they're struggling with their mental wellbeing, whether or not they have a diagnosed problem, and they live in the County Durham and Darlington area, I provide specialist support around their needs.
Now, the actual statistics are staggering, aren't they, for people affected by crime and mentally suffering at the minute?
They're really, really worrying. I mean, to throw a few out there, 45% of those with a severe mental illness were victims of crime in the past year alone. And those who do have a serious mental illness were 5 times more likely to be a victim of an assault, with women being 10 times more likely.
Now, of course, people must be frightened to come forward as well. You know, that must be a problem for you. I mean, there might be people listening that thinking, oh, I could do with some help, but just don't know where to turn to get it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, in the research that was carried out by Victim Support in partnership with Mind, they published a research report called the At Risk Yet Dismissed Report, which can be accessed on the Victim Support website. And the results from that were really worrying. You know, those who are suffering and struggling with their mental well-being, they're so afraid to come forward. And this message is just to get out there so that they know we are here to help. We can work with them and help them recover and cope.
Now, it doesn't matter how long the crime or how long ago they were affected by what has ever happened. I mean, there's no time limit on it, is there?
No, there's certainly no time limit. I mean, especially in the news at the moment, you know, with the historic child abuse cases and things like that. If someone has been a victim in, you know, as I said, it's reported or unreported, and they've been a victim, say, 20 years ago, they could have managed up till now, and then they could have been triggered and their mental health well-being could be deteriorating. As a result of that 20 years ago, come forward, we're here to help. You know, there's no time limit and the door's always open.
And but people can get in contact with you, obviously, during the office hours and stuff like that. But, yes. I mean, all they've got to do is walk into a local police station and say, look, I'm suffering mentally from something that happened 20 years ago, and it can be taken from there, can it?
Well, yes, but, you know, if someone doesn't want to go to your local police station, we have a dedicated team up at the Victim Care Unit in Newcastle, and their opening hours are Monday to Friday, 8 till 8, and Saturday, 9 till 5. They can be reached on 0191 281 0491, or simply go onto the Victim Support website. You know, the numbers are on there.
Okay, so there is a website, and what's the website?
It's victimsupport.org.uk.
Right, and it's all there.
It is, it's all on there.
But they wouldn't have to travel to Newcastle. Can they be visited at home?
Yes, they can be visited at home. They can be visited in the local community. You know, there's victim support offices right across the northeast. They can come into the office, but as I said, yeah, we can visit them at home. This project is specific, I must stress, to those who live in the County Durham or the Darlington area.